WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how you doing? It's Brackets Hunter. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Oh, I'm hungry, bro. I need some breakfast.
What are you going to eat?
I don't know. I'll probably get something out of the vending machine. You know, breakfast of champions, of course. Yeah, every single time. That is.
Hey, make sure you got extra money for that vending machine because sometimes, you know.
How about I just get to broadcast from home and have my full breakfast set up? That's what I really want. Man, I'd have an omelet and pancakes and everything in front of me.
I told you this morning, I'm like, dude, there's nothing else to do but eat. And feel a little bloated this morning.
I'd just be going crazy. I'd have pancakes and French toast and eggs and bacon and have it all, dude. It'd be great. Great. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of eat great food, of course, your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. They are still open, ready to serve you. You can do carry out. So obviously, we're not dining in anywhere, but don't worry. You can call Joey C, say, hey, I need some pizza. I need a pasta. I need some subs. And they're going to get you hooked up. You can pick it up. You're all set to go. So go check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today. Speaking of being indoors and not doing anything, stuck with this quarantine, we're getting a lot of TV time. What are you currently binge watching? You got any shows you're binge watching right now, Hunter?
You know what, man? I'm just kind of flipping through. I'm going through Netflix. Like I said yesterday, I think I'm scrolling through Netflix more than watching anything on it. I've been kind of on the video game craze, but I'm getting a little tired of that. I'm just watching old shows, man. Last night, I was going through that 1950s version of Twilight Zone. I know.
The original one?
Yeah.
See, I don't mind that. I don't think I would ever sit down and binge watch it, but
it's just interesting. It kind of puts you in that time, and yeah. I like that about shows. Of like, I like looking at the backgrounds and some of the things they did in the '50s. You're just like, wow, man, that was a completely different time.
Oh yeah. You know, it's just the way things were filmed, and I mean a lot of new unique things that they did. But that's not bad. I'll be honest.
Man, I don't know if I'd recommend it or I guess I'd recommend it if you're into that sort of thing.
It's been around. I think now I'm too far gone to watch it at this point. Yeah. I was never into it, and I don't think me sitting down now, I'd have the patience to really sit and enjoy it. So that's not going to be on my list.
You're just too scared to watch it.
That's it. That's it, you dick. I can handle that. Anything that has William Shatner yelling about something on the wing, I'll be all right. There's something on the wing. I'll be honest. I started a show last night, but I'm already done with it. It's got Little Dicky, you know, the rapper.
Oh yeah. I've seen the previews for that.
It's called Dave, and it's really, really good. But it's a new show. It just launched, so I'm all caught up on the episodes right now. Episodes don't upload until Thursdays, so I'm just like I don't know, and I really have not bitten on anything else. That's why I'm kind of glad about this topic, so I can figure out what I need to binge watch. All right.
I got one. I was watching last night. You got to check it out. And
what?
I was going to actually text you last night, but it was too late. Tacoma FD.
Oh, I need to see that, but where's it at?
It's on True TV. So I got Xfinity, and I know if you type it into Xfinity, you can watch, like, I don't know, the first season, because I think they're starting season two. So I started the first episode, watched the first episode last night. Dude, it is Super Troopers on TV. It is hilarious.
See,
man.
Here's what sucks, though, is I don't know how I can get that unless I download, like, the True TV, like, on Amazon or something like that. That'd be the only way I could do it. I'll have to check it out. I'll find a way to steal it from online.
Don't do that, dude.
I'm gonna go to Reddit. You can steal everything on Reddit. Anyway, all right, let's take a quick break. 925 WIRX, comment on Facebook, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What are you currently binge watching? We'll be back with more. Hey, good morning. 746, Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
What's up, you ace? Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Obviously, we're all stuck inside, so that means we're binge-watching stuff. What are you currently binge-watching? Let's see. Katie said Good Girls, Narco, The Ranch, and Grace and Frankie. You know, honestly, I've seen all those. They're all right. I'm kind of over The Ranch. Like, it started off really good, but now it almost seems like, I don't know, they're trying to. You know The Ranch, what I'm talking about on Netflix?
Yeah, well, I do. I know it's on Netflix. I haven't seen it. Who's in it?
Remember, it's Ashton Kutcher, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Yep.
They, Alicia Cuthbert. God, she's a hot piece of ass. And then they did have Danny Matheson hide from That 70s Show, but then he got in some trouble for, like, sexual harassment from some, like, I don't know. I don't know if he's back. I haven't watched it in forever. Because I'll be honest, it kind of went downhill after he got rid of him, but I don't know. I just feel like that show's been trying too hard. Maybe I need to watch it some more. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah. Carrie had a good one. She said Archer, and then anything crime docs and Disney movies. Have you ever watched Archer?
Dude, I'm not. I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good. There's a few seasons where, like, okay. But, like, the first four are just phenomenal. They're absolutely phenomenal. It's that just that dark, funny humor. And it's voiced by, was it H.J. Benjamin? He voices everything. But it's just, it's perfect. It's so good. It's so good.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list, buddy. Joe said, I'll be binge watching Ray Donovan seasons 1 through 6. I've heard really good things about that show.
Me too. What's that on?
I don't know. FX or something. I know there's so many shows out there right now. So many shows.
Hey, you know, have you noticed scrolling through Netflix though? Like every there's like a row of documentaries and shows that have to do with like virus, like outbreak. And then there's the,
yeah.
There's like 4 or 5 of them last night. I'm like, all right, I get it. We're quarantined.
There was
one. About it enough.
There was one that was called Pandemic, and it's an older show. So they had this done before, but now I think it's getting a resurgence on there because of everything that's going on. All right, let's take a quick break. 925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What are you currently binge watching? You're stuck inside for hours at a time. What are you watching, man? Let's binge watch together. We'll be back. Good morning. 7:54, Brock Hunter. What's up, you ace?
Yes.
Oh, boy, we'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What are you currently binge-watching? We're stuck indoors, for God's sakes. You know what I find myself doing, and I'm trying not to do too much, Hunter, is going back to shows that I've watched numerous times, like Parks and Rec or Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because you know you're going to get a good thing. Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes to commit, like me to clicking on Dave, and it worked out. Sometimes it works out, but sometimes, like, you get into something. You know what I did the other day? I watched Bad Boys, the original one, and honestly, it didn't live up to what I remembered. I don't
know
why.
Bad Boys 2 is definitely better.
If you think, I think so, too. But, yeah, the original Bad Boys, I was just like, I mean, like, it's good.
I got the new one, too, that's out.
Is that out now already?
Yeah, that you can't go see. But
yeah, you can't go see. I'm sure they'll start offering stuff maybe in your home. But yeah, so that's the nerve-wracking thing about taking a chance.
You're so right on that too, man. Like, for instance, last night, my wife and I started a movie, got like 20 minutes into it, and we kind of looked at each other. We're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
And you've already committed time to it.
So we, like, agreed. We're like, yeah, we don't like it. Let's go to something else. So we started watching something. Same thing, man. 20 minutes into it, I look over at her. I'm just like, maybe it's going to get better. But do you feel it? Are you feeling it? No. It's weird. It's like it's okay to go back to stuff you've watched before because, like you said, you know you're going to get something good. But, you know, sometimes when you start something new, it just doesn't live up to it, you know?
No. And there's nothing worse than when you get pot committed. There was another show I started watching. I'm like, Black Sails. Have you ever heard of that one? It's like a pirate themed show, and it follows these pirates and everything. And, like, it's like a serious one, not like a, you know, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum type pirate show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is kind of boring, man. This is kind of, you know, I don't want to get into it, so... I don't know. We'll see. Let's see what other people are watching. Maybe give us some ideas. TJ said Third Rock from the Sun. Ooh.
There you go.
Good call.
Any of those old sitcoms,
dude,
man.
I haven't watched that. Kiki doesn't like Seinfeld, though. Seinfeld would be a great one right now. Because there's so many episodes I haven't seen in years.
And they come back to you, too. I mean, like, see, you haven't seen them for years. But yep. You'll watch it and you'll be like, oh, okay, yep, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
Seinfeld's great, man.
Let's see. Alicia said Game of Thrones round 3. Good Lord. See, now that one you might want to check out, Hunter. This is the time to do it.
Look, I've heard.
I know.
And what's the other one that was out, came out around the same time? Hell's.
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
I think for you, I mean, I don't know. Do you like motorcycle stuff more? Or do you like mythological stuff more?
It's like.
Neither.
I'm right there in the middle, bro.
Right there in the middle. Do you have something in the middle, like a biker gang that fights dragons? Because here's the thing: is Game of Thrones is really cool. It's there's a lot of boobies in it. There's a lot of action scenes and everything. There are some slow ones, obviously, too, with every show. But it is pretty dope. I mean, I think you should watch both. I really do. I think you should get them both, man.
Well, I got the time, Brock.
And here's the problem, though, is that they're hour-long episodes, plus or minus. So it'll chew up a day real fast. But, I mean, there was days with Sons of Anarchy, I was, like, exhausted. I needed to go to bed, but I was like, all right, one more episode. It'll get you.
Is that good?
Yeah, it is really good.
When it makes you keep watching, you know, it's good. So
there's a couple good ones here. Jeff said Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. Ooh, dude, it's so good. There's only 2 seasons, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to kill you when it's over. But what's his Jim from, why can't I think of his name? From The Office? Mm-hmm. God, what's his name? In real life.
I went through like 5 episodes of that.
Dude, it's so good. The first and second season are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then Philip ended with a good one. He said Letterkenny. That's another one. But that's a quick one. You'll go through that one fast. So, all right, folks, there you go. There's a bunch of stuff to watch. You better get to it. We're going to take a quick break. More when we come back.